Baruch Hashem, bless the name of the Lord. Cynthia and I welcome you today to another edition of Discovering the Jewish Jesus. As you can see, I'm here in Jerusalem. Behind me, you see the Western Wall. That hunger and that great expectation will produce a thirst within them that they'll begin to draw upon the reservoirs of God's Spirit and receive more.
We have to be more concerned with telling the truth and pleasing Jesus than we are with being accepted by somebody.
Gentlemen, good to see you both.
The real question is this: did Jesus really die on the cross for my sins? Whoami.com, a simple website and tool to help you share Jesus in a non-threatening and non-religious way.
Seen by millions in Times Square and on the nation's most viewed news network. Presenting unique evangelistic and discipleship teachings, Rabbi Schneider's program is broadcast on television in almost 200 countries around the world. Through the radio broadcast of Discovering the Jewish Jesus, Rabbi Schneider presents unique discipleship teachings to believers throughout top radio markets across the United States.
Those of you that want to receive Jesus tonight, raise your hand. Because when you know that God loves you, it changes everything.
He sent Jesus to bring us to himself, to heal us and restore us, and that is the message of salvation.
Say, God is my Father.
A rabbi is a Jew that God has sent specifically in the last days to proclaim Jesus, preach the gospel to unreach.
People came from all walks of life. People came from near and far.
We saw how they were running, literally running for their lives to take refuge in Jesus.
I heard his message that motivated me to accept Jesus.
Jesus is asking us to fully give him our life.
Now I feel I am now relieved. Jesus is my Savior.
I was born and raised in Jerusalem, so I've lived here for 25 years. It's been 5 years now that I've been following Rabbi's videos, programs. I think he's really showing people that Yeshua was a Jew and he still is a Jew, and just bringing the Jewish culture to the table is something that is very beautiful, and it's something that is missing in the body of Christ.
Let the church say amen. Let the saints say amen.
Rabbi is chosen by God for this generation, for the church to understand that there is an anointing in the Jewish people that have Jesus Christ.
There is a blessing when you connect yourself to a Jew. Not just a Jew, but also we are talking of a Jew who believes in Jesus Christ.
The in-depth revelation that he brings is just tremendous.
I knew his divine connection, and we're going to do things together. His heart for poor and needy, for Israel, for body of Messiah, all of it together. Rabbi, keep doing great work in the nations and carry the gospel and reach the lost sheep of Israel. Amen. Lost Israelis.
I am Jewish.
Jesus came and died on the cross for you.
Honestly, how do I express this? I just started crying. It was emotional.
I receive you as my Messiah, Yeshua.
I feel him with my heart.
I can see the difference. She is always happy, and she passionately wanted to serve Jesus. It is a joy to see her life now.
We are very glad to meet with such minister of God and to take from him what Holy Spirit brought and can bring in future, and together prepare this breakthrough, not only this and that country, but worldwide.
So I want to ask tonight, if you've never invited Jesus into your heart, I'm giving you that chance right now. This is between you and God. You've never invited him in and want to do that tonight. Would you raise your hand? Yes, I see. Oh, wow, look at all these hands tonight.